Yes, so Howie Burstein wanted to bring a raya that the when you travel the dam, you can't back up. So you see, it's a continuity of the Dhamma part, the Dhamma carbon. Okay, so now where are we at here? Yeah, go ahead. Do you want to go further? Let's go further. I don't think so. It's all drushes. That's the problem with these next people.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do. We'll go a little bit.
But
I think we have to skip around now. Okay, at the beginning, I think we can get away a little bit. Let's go.
Parasaj Yanaki Purim. Mehti. Cell phone, the Uluxi. Nisi Ola Operation. Rairach. Gavi Ola's son, the Vayikra, the Shacha Osa Yerhamis Beach Tzafona.
Right, the first parasha is Ben Bakar. The second parsha is Olas Son, and you got to get a chumash. And Olas Son, it says that what in that son karbano, so the shechita is b'tzafon, but it doesn't say by bakar, the first case. Okay. So you learn out. So you learn out Olas Bakar from Olas Son by going backwards, right? Because it says first parsha is Minabakar Minatson Emola Karbana Minabakar El Pesach Almajakriosa. Doesn't say anything about suffering.
Right.
But in the second one, the Minatson Karbana Vishacharoso Al Yerecham is Beach Safono Lifnei Hashem. Okay. Go ahead. So he says the main source is in Ola. So why does the Mishnah present first Chatas?
Right.
It gives the implication of Chatas as a source.
Right.
Okay. So what does that mean? They have that all over.
How's that a drasha?
Good question. Or as Rashi say, Midrasha me akesha to the dichsiv makom asher tishacher ola. So Bernie's asking that's an open limud. It's an open pasuk. It's not a drasha, right? So take a look at the bottom of the blot. Chatas menol on the bein in tzafon. You see the Gemara there.
Yeah.
So it says v'shachar asachatas b'mkoma ola ashkechon shchita kabolo min olon d'chsiv lo kachachon midam achatas. So that's how you know what kabolo mekabo atzmo min olon omakro v'lokach lo yigach. Okay, that how do you know the mekabel asmi b'tzafon, and he can't stand b'darom, so they have an extra limud. So it means that the limudim are going on the peripheral halachas. That's the way I understood.
What do you mean?
In other words, on Kabbalah, that you need a separate limud in. In other words, mekabel atzmo, how do you know the mekabel himself has to be b'tzafon? So you have a limud amakrov, v'lokach, v'lokach, lo yikach. Okay.
That's not a hekesh.
What do you mean?
Rashi over here is an acacia. Is that what you're referring to? So you think he's referring to these drushas?
Well, doesn't Rashi say the Rashi quoting that specific pasuk?
Yes.
Isn't that what it
is? I hear what you're saying. I hear your point. I mean, because that's not really a case. I mean, the pasuk Rashi is quoting. Just a second. Just give me a second.
This is the chat of the part of the soil. The first of the mission was the chat of the
Okay, let's ask another question. Why is it Chaviv Olay?
Right?
Yeah. So the answer to that question, it seems to me, is because it brings out the universality of the halacha.
Right.
It shows you it's not just halacha in specific that has to do with Ola, but it's a general halacha that has to do with Kodesh Kodashim.
Right.
So now I have a concept. Before, I just had a particular.
Right.
What?
That's good. That explains that chaviv.
So it's chaviv because he enjoys the concepts of the Torah Shebaal Peh.
But it's like a system. It's not just a particular.
Then it's not just a particular.
Right.
So therefore, Rashi's good.
Yeah, right. You can then just say, do it
tzachon. That's right. He's saying it's mukish to Ola in principle.
Right.
So therefore, it brings out the universal.
Right. The Toshav Tzav itself does that.
Hekishir
doesn't mean
that.
Yeah, here the Toshav Tzav does.
Hekishir doesn't mean
Hekish. What?
Hekishir doesn't mean the way it's using it. Hekishir is different. It's not the Vida, not even the Mida.
Even though in the usual use of the word Hekish, you'll always have the same thing.
So do you think that whenever it says, I just mean Drasha Chavivala, something like that?
Yeah.
So not just Drasha.
I think that's one thing. That Milson Asman Drasha Chavivala, because the Drasha really opens up the whole system of the Torah Shebaal Peh and all its universals. Without that, you just have a pile of particulars.
Right.
So that's why it's Chaviv Olay.
I understand. If it's Torah Shebaal Peh, there are ideas also.
What's that?
There are ideas also. If it's just Torah Shebaal Peh, there are ideas also.
Yeah, it's true there are ideas. But you're right, there are ideas. But the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, if you just based it on Torah Shebaal Chsav, you wouldn't have hardly any ideas. I mean, you'd have a very, very small amount. Because all the Dvarim Shatran and Jereshes Bahen, and all the universals emerge from the limudim, as you see from the next few blood over here, that all the universals emerge from the limudim. So that's why, without the limudim, there wouldn't be any universals. So that's why it's chavivalei.
So chavivalei is not just the idea, but that the system of all of the law. That's
correct. It's chavivalei because it's the whole system, and that system. Once you know the drasha, then the concept emerge from the system.
I don't know, like the Gemara uses the same expression in regards to why I think Spito is listed before Baspito.
Yes.
So you say the same thing. He would ask him drasha chavida. So you play. How do you apply out your reasoning over there? I mean, what's the chavida? I mean, what's the big drasha? I mean, it's mechlamasai mana. I mean, it's an obvious thing.
The Gemara said principle. The Gemara says that there too?
Yep.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah,
where's
the Gemara? Tell us what's
that? Let me see. In other words, the Torah is telling you that you have to be makish. The Torah is teaching you to be makish. Because otherwise, the Torah should have said specifically, but chatas, like Aaron is saying, should have said something there. It says, b'mkol mashal tishachet olam. So it's teaching you that it's derived from the, it's the same universal as Ola. So that's teaching you the concept of the Hekesh. So even though in the text it's not a textual Hekesh, but it's the same conceptual Hekesh. The same concept of Hekesh. Okay. Right. Another possibility. The other possibility is that you see from the Torah an amazing thing. That from the Torah you see that what your mind tells you is the truth. That is the truth. That you go by your mind. So even though the Torah didn't say this, but since drasha is based on logic and reasoning, so the Torah says that has the same power as a pasuk. And the Torah encourages the Chachamim to make derivations, and as long as the derivations are sensible, that's Torah.
You say this referring to the concept behind the equation between the Ola and the Chatas?
When I say what?
When you say this, you keep saying you. If your mind sees this,
right?
You're talking about the concept,
right? Right. So you see that the Rambam says that the Rambam, not like the Rambam, but like the Rambam says, Dvarim shenilmedu meyudgimu midah shetarna jeshus man. So those things are derisive. Okay, that kesef by isha is derisive because of the equation. Okay? Kicha kicha mistay Ephraim. So this is what brings into play the whole excitement and the creativity of Torah, which God endowed man with the ability to create Torah. To create Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, so that's why it's chavav. That's why it's chavav, because you go by the mind. And if a bezdin sees fit to say a certain halacha so, and a navi comes along and says, no, I know it's not so many shemayim, we don't listen to the navi. Because we are endowed with the tzelem alekim and instructed to use it in the area of limud. And that is as solid as the pasuk itself.
Well, he's saying really it's more solid because it's chavivalei.
Yeah, it's chavivalei because it opens up the whole realm of limud.
Right.
The whole realm. And the independency of man on his thinking process. So that whole concept is chavivalei, because that's Torah. That's the greatness of Torah, the beauty of Torah. Okay, if it was just a fixed system of laws, So then it wouldn't have that. It wouldn't have any beauty to it. Okay. So the the fact that it's just choosing. I was going to say something for it. Yeah, I forgot.
So in this case, though, where it doesn't really come from using your mind, because the pasuk actually says makom ha'olam, so you don't have to like do that.
Right.
So
right, but the Torah is telling you to use your mind, because, like Aaron said, the way it expresses it.
Right.
Doesn't say.
You have to make the connection now.
That you have to now understand
why they're connected.
Why they're connected.
Why they're connected.
It doesn't say where. It's
right.
Mukha.
Right. Mukha. Right. But it's true over here. It's not the freedom of the person, because the pasuk says that's true. But you have this in many places. Mil sud asim adresha chaviva. I think it has both meanings. Both meanings. Okay. Go ahead.
This is a question. I don't know if we can answer this at this point, but is it, what's the concept of Shechita B'Tzafon? Is it in the Din Mizbeach? Is it like proximity to Mizbeach? Is it?
I mean, just to say a basic definition, I say it's a special kedushas makom. But we can't know more about it until we go into the Gemara's about it. What?
But is it because it's kavokas, but it has to be like right next to the mizbeach, or anywhere that's like north of the mizbeach, even if it's to the side a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like
no, that's to Paschal like that.
What?
To Paschal like that.
As long as it's north. So I'm just saying for me,
it's like a
question.
Square.
Well,
it's like a square.
Azar, like the
yeah.
And that'll impact how you philosophically understand the whole.
All right, let's. I don't think we have enough at this point. Go ahead.
The Nisni Chatos Apitonos. The Reishim. Right, so one Apitos, I guess they're more standard.
Well, that's the case of the Limud.
That's. The Limud is by Chatos Kitsona?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did the nechnas dama with my vifnim chavivalei.
Okay, I did one, now you do one. There's no rush in there, right?
No.
I did the nechnas dama with my vifnim chavivalei.
Deferred Yom Kippur in specific, right?
Yeah. That I think is a different thing than the previous Chavivah.
Yom Kippur.
Right.
It's a greater kapara.
In other words, you really can't, you're not allowed to go lefnai v'lefnim. Bezos yavar Aaron al HaKodesh. So you need a matir. So the fact that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is matir, you to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim in order to have a kapara, that's chaviv alei. That shows the avas Hashem. And that's why what does it say in the Piva the Simchoya Osaka and Gadol Biyotami base Kosheka Doshim.
Now we
come. Right, Belifega. And then Mari Cohen. So you see it was a whole Indian of Simcha the allowed entrance into the base Kodesh HaKadoshim to be mechapa for Klal Yisrael, even though Al Pi Din you shouldn't do it, because you really shouldn't be allowed to go in there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir because of his avo for Klal Yisrael. So that's why it's chavivah. That's a different chavivah. It's a chavivah that stems from chavivah samakom.
Could you also say maybe just like more in that, like the full halachic system is only when you is only in that case, because that case has like the zrikos everywhere, so it's like a better paradigm.
Lifnai v'lifnin shows the closeness of Klal Yisrael to the Zerukash Baruch Hu. Like Rabbi Akiva says, Lifnei miyatem mitarim, mi mitarishlam, Ashreichem Yisrael. Without Lifnai v'lifnin, there's no kapar like this. It's a very special kapar. So the chavivalei stems from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged for us to go to have that kiruv, and he was matir to go with Naiv Lefnim in order to have that kapar.
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. But just because you have a chiyuv, that's what somebody asked. Then how could the Rav said that by tefillah that you have a chiyuv and a matir?
Right.
So somebody asked, how could you have both? If it's right. A chiyuv, we need a matir for, right? But I say it's no steerer, because what the Rav is saying is that really, objectively, you have no right to be mispalel, to be omed lifnei Hashem, and therefore you need a matir. So you need a matir because you have no right. At the same time, there is a chovas ha'odam to be mispalel.
Yeah.
It doesn't. They're two different things. But the matir was created to resolve the conflict. Because on the one hand, you have a chovel to be mispahol, on the other hand, you don't have a right. So the Torah gives you a matir.
Isn't the chiv the matir?
The chiv, yeah.
That is the matir.
No, the chiv is not the matir. No.
You only have a matir because of the chiv.
Right. The matir is the.
Because of the
chiv. The Psukkot Zimra, the Brichas Kriya Shema, the Shevach, first Shevach, then Bakasha, those are the matir.
The Chiv is also a matir, no?
What?
The Chiv is also a matir.
No, that's the thing. The Chiv is not a matir. The Chiv just says that your existence without tefillah is not whole. Mm-hmm. So you have a Chiv. But how am I going to... How am I going to bring that about?
You're stuck.
You're stuck. Can't do it.
So the answer is... The Torah gave you a matir. Torah says that if you start off with Shevach, Divrei Shevach, that's matir you to continue with Divrei Bakasha, which is the essence of Tefillah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a stira. It's not just because you have a chovah doesn't mean that's taking a balabatish. Like I have to do it. So
how can you stop?
It's hope I have to do it.
It lacks in the sensitivity of the halacha. Okay.
Yeah, you have the same thing here. Because the avoda includes the setting up the cloud to show that.
The cloud,
it can't be there.
Machlex is stuck in the. Right.
No, I'm saying you really can't be there, but you have to be there. So
it's a cover.
The cloud shows you that it's not. Don't think just because you're here that you have a clear understanding of what's going on.
Right, exactly. Exactly. What did they say?
They say that basically this is going to lifnei v'lifnim, and that represents like the highest level of nivuah, right? So therefore, the anon, the space on the Rambam you know, we're talking about by Harsinai, how they ascend to the different levels, and that those levels corresponded. So ideally, the experience of going with Naiva Lefniyim is, you know, is that the Kohen actually, you know, has an experience akin to that. So the Anon represents the idea that you're not really having, you know, it's not an Spaklari Abihiro.
Right.
About.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. That's why the Stukim said that
that it should
outside.
Be
outside.
So it should be filled with smoke before it goes in, to show that he can't see clearly. But we say no, he goes in first, because we say that he has to create the realization that he doesn't understand. So he has to make the honor. Okay, all right, let's stop here.
Hey, what do you want to continue asking about the problem?